We're going to stay focused on local music as we do an artist profile, an artist spotlight on a name that's been in this music scene for quite some time now, performed with many, many different musicians, providing gorgeous vocals and now more production as well on this latest project from Detroit's own Monica Blair. Under the moniker MB The Light, a new record just released this year. It's called How to Dress Well in the Dark. Personal work featuring her own vocals, her own production, and a lot of inner searching on this project. To talk a little bit more about it, live in studio with us today is Monica Blair. Monica, welcome to Culture Shifts.
What's going on, Detroit? How's everybody doing out there?
A pleasure to have you on the show. I've had the honor of kind of watching your career over the years, and it's exciting to see this latest project come out. Let's just talk about that title right off the jump, How to Dress Well in the Dark. What does that evoke? Where is that coming from? What does that mean?
It is about deciding to no longer be performative, but be authentic, even in challenging spaces. And figuring out what that looks like, because challenge does not always have to look, you know, weird, odd. Or sometimes we don't know that people are going through challenges because you're kind of just soldiering through. So it's about the perception of challenge and growth and transformation.
This is something that we see, I think, in a lot of aspects of life right now, right? Like the idea of struggling with anything doesn't have to be so hidden anymore. It doesn't have to be made easier for other people to understand. You can just be real or authentic. We talk about that all the time in life,
yeah.
But you're applying it through this musical lens.
Absolutely. I mean, it was my life. I was just kind of talking about the fact that record was complete in 2 drunken weeks at the top of January 2019. And I think we all know what kind of happened after January 2019. We were all there. It was just a time in my life where I was like, whatever this is, I just don't want it to be like this anymore. And that was what I saw play out as this record kind of sat and we still processed what was going on with it. That was what I experienced, is literally it was like a balloon. It was the slow release of like all those things, those notions, those patterns, to kind of like walk into. And really, honestly, the fullness of like the end of that chapter really just happened like in the last couple weeks for me. So it's like chapter closed, on to the next thing. So it's been a long process. Yeah.
So you were trying to find yourself through this record. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What was going on?
I was living in Atlanta. So it's so funny because I don't think people know that I live here. I do travel a lot and I like live under a rock a lot of times when I'm here. But technically, guys, I do live here. Chill asking me like where I've been. Where I've been is in Detroit. So I was living in Atlanta, lived there for about 3.5-4 years, had some amazing experiences, worked for a billionaire. I worked at Tyler Perry Studios during the time that I was there. It was a wonderful experience. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff, you know, so it was a wonderful experience. But I was running away from Detroit a little bit, just like for personal reasons and discovery reasons. And I found myself, back here in May of 2018, and I was pissed. I was like, I don't want to be here. I mean, love y'all, but I don't want to be here. And so, you know, the things that happen when you get really upset with yourself ensued. You make poor choices, you make bad decisions, you hang out too late, you drink too much, might smoke too much weed, whatever that may be. And so that was legitimately what was happening, but I was writing all this music and I had shifted to more production while I was in Atlanta, and I was posting those things, and, you know, people were very perplexed, still are, a lot of folks, and it's, you know, it was fine. And so kind of I came home and had a series of unfortunate events that just was like, hey, something's got to give and break. And so at the top of 2019 is when this record was recorded, just kind of right at that point of saying, no more. We banish these feelings and emotions. We do what we want. We do what we like. We live in full authenticity. And that's what we're doing. So that's what happened.
Some people go to therapy. You made a record.
No. I went to therapy, too. Again, a part of the 3-year process, you know, yep. Eventually went to therapy because I was like, making songs is not enough to actually change these particular patterns and habits. But yeah, you know, all of the, but I think I had to throw the kitchen sink at those patterns and what was happening. I was like, I'll make a record and then I'll go to therapy and I'll take a walk and I'll talk to my friends. And it was kind of that kind of, because the transformation was so profound for me, because I knew that there was another person inside of there that was like wanted to get out. And performing is cool. I love performing. I love singing in front of folks. I love engaging with audiences. But there was a deeper personal musical journey that I had to go on so that I could start producing. I've been talking about it for years. And, you know, talk is not product. Talk is not production. So I just got quiet and just started pushing buttons, you know.
One interesting thing about you coming back to Detroit is embracing some of the great music that we have here. Obviously, you're doing your own production, but you've got some heavy hitters on this record that you worked with.
Absolutely.
Like Nick Speed, DJ Dez, who are both on this record. And we're going to play one of my favorite tracks off it in just a minute. But before we do, I mean, when you're thinking of this record sonically, What were you trying to accomplish? What was the vibe you were trying to get down on wax?
It was about spiritual transparency. Everything that you hear is like one or two takes. So like it's straight through. Nothing was really written down. We did a little piecing together. Like if I was just like, ooh, girl, that note, you know, we would do a little piecing. But we didn't do a lot of retakes. That was not the plan. It was straight catharsis. I'm going to just dump, and what comes up comes out is what we're rolling with, period.
Is that what happened on this track, Heart Center Man?
Very much so. It's so funny. So Moody actually has a version of this song that's already out that has like a video that he did, like his own like version of it, and I'm still waiting. Shout out to Moody Man. I'm still waiting for that collab in person where he like steps on the stage and like does his verse, you know. That guy's amazing. But he had an original version of this, and then I had my own version of this, and that's very much it. I just wanted to tell people who I was and where I was at and what's going on.
All right. This is new music from Monica Blair, recording as MB the Light Heart Cinnamon here on Culture Shifts.
Say, feel for. I'm just built that way.
Centerman by Monica Blair, who's live in studio with us right now on Culture Shift. I think that's my favorite track on the record, Monica.
Yay. It's near and dear to me, too. It's one of those, it was the culmination of the album for a reason.
So take me into that track. You know, we just heard it. We just felt it. What's kind of the backstory? What's the narrative that maybe people aren't hearing right off top when you hear it for the first time?
It was the end of me apologizing. I just was like, you know, I've had a lot of, you know, ships. We all have ships, and they can be our relationships. You know, you got a mom, you got a dad, you got all these, you know.
You are in therapy.
Yeah. Talking about, we've all got these ships. definitively. Shout out to my therapist. Yeah, I was just done apologizing for who I was, what I had done, what I didn't do, what I'd said, what I hadn't said. And I think sometimes when you're a very authentic and you're naturally a kind person and there's an openness to who you are and you want to interact with other people, it puts you in a weird space because most people are hiding. And I just decided I wasn't going to hide. I wasn't going to lie about how I felt. And I was just like, yeah, nah, this is what it is. If you decide you want to come find me, I'll be over here in my wonderful patch of grass. And what's that? The Frolicking Challenge that's out right now. Yeah, I reposted some of that. Somebody sent that to me. Like, we out here frolicking? I was like, you can find me out here frolicking. Like, I don't, I'm okay. I have that. So...
It's interesting to me when you think of artists using aliases, right? So Monica Blair, you've used your name forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long? When did you start performing in Detroit?
Sidebar, that's not actually my real name. But
right, of course. Yeah, but I'm saying.
No, I just meant it like it's my real name, but it's not my real name.
Right.
So it was the reverse of me. My name is Blair Monica, so it was the reverse of me. So Monica Blair is my stage name.
Gotcha.
So I've been using it for the last 20 plus years.
So MB The Light, which is what you released this project under.
Uh-huh.
Talk to me about that use of an alias, because I see artists do this all the time, and I'm curious about what it does for you creatively, or like what the main purpose is.
For me, I can't speak for other artists, but I know for me, what it did for me is it allowed me to not have to explain. I just didn't want to explain. Like, I don't like to talk. Not that I don't like to talk about my process, but it's some of it is just as much of a mystery to me as the people who are listening. So I can't really, you know, it's the difference between, you know, that friend that you can look at them and they're like, mm-hmm. And then whatever happens, you're like, you all are on in tandem with just a look.
Yeah, like an unsaid language.
Yeah, I think that's what MB The Light is about. Like how you can break that down in so many M and then Be The Light and then Light and then Monica Blair still in there. So it's like, it's also the idea of making yourself smaller because you're the vessel. Like it's not mine. It's not mine. It's releasing the ego. It's a lot of different things mixed up in there.
With 20 plus years under your belt, under whatever name.
But a girl look good. Okay. That girl stay snatched.
Is this your favorite evolution yet? Like, where do you rank this in terms of your career overall?
It's really interesting. I don't even know the person that made, like, Portraits of Me. Who is that? It's so strange. It's like, it's just different. It's just different versions of yourself where you're aiming for the best collection of your parts and, you know, history to be the best version of yourself. So, of course, in this moment, I'm like, because that's where the belief comes. You have to be like, yes, this is the dopest version of myself. I mean, but it's not even the dopest. It's just different. It's just finding the center. You know, like, you're always digging for the center. It's part of why I kind of chose to step away from, like, more performative stuff, even how I present myself, you know, on stage and online. Like, just, yes, it's just different. And it's me because it's... I would never want to have to keep, like, I would never want to have to, like, meat dress it. You know what I'm saying? Like, have to, like, I got to wear a meat dress, and then I'm going to do a thing. And then I would never. So the best I can do is, like, you know, have the essence of Blair be what pushes it. And then, okay, this is MB the Light, and this is the just fine-tuning it with the message and the delivery.
Let's go ahead and check out another track from your new project, How to Dress Well in the Dark.
Yay.
This one's called Late Bloomer. Go ahead and set this one up. What are we about to hear?
I just always felt like when it came to, like, human things and human interactions, I was very behind. I've spent most of my life really focused on what my purpose is, and I'm clear that my purpose, a large part of that purpose, is to make music. And that takes a lot of focus and intention. And it does not involve a lot of peopling. And so I've had a hard time with people. And I am a person who really enjoys intimacy and depth in my ships. And so, you know, that can either be the Titanic or it can be Still Waters Running Deep. And I think this song is really about how when it is the Titanic, like, you know, you're like, well, I'm trying to do the people thing. I don't know if it's working. Let's throw something on the wall and see if it sticks.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, no doubt. This is Monica Blair, Late Bloomer, some of her new music from the record How to Dress Well in the Dark, here on Culture Shifts on WDET.
Call. summer just to catch the flu.
Detroit's own, that's Late Bloomer, production by DJ Dez, who Monica, you said working with is quite an honor.
He's like my brother at this point, so it's like just, he's just amazing. He's just incredible. His music knowledge, his understanding of spiritual application in music, and his ability to produce, like the trifecta of those three things coming together. He's incredible. Yeah.
People can check him on the regular over at Spotlight on the East Side if people want to see one of the best DJ producers live in the flesh. You can check him out at Spotlight. They have a ton of different stuff going on over there with DJ Dez. And Monica, let's wrap up about the record here. Again, it's called How to Dress Well in the Dark.
Yeah.
It is out now. Yeah. I'm curious, one of the conversations we've been having on Culture Shift a lot lately is the best way to directly support a local artist. So if someone wants to listen to this record, wants to buy this record, what would you tell them to do, the best way to have a direct impact on supporting your art?
Okay, so first and foremost for me, because it's all, everything is set up different for everybody, so, but first and foremost for me is to come to a show. Come to my show. Come to a show. Second is the vinyl will be done soon, so that will be a party and a half, so buy the vinyl. Third is, buy the record on Bandcamp. Like, stream it all you want, but purchase it, download it. Go to shows, donate, buy merch. Do the things that will help continue to make the art go. Buy the NFT. It's coming soon. all of that. That's what
Love
you do.
It. And you brought up shows.
Mm-hmm.
You actually do have a show people can check out this weekend. Go ahead and plug that.
I do. I will be performing at the Adult Prom. That is from 3 to 7 p.m. this Sunday, May 29th, at the Magic Stick, which is a part of the anticipated return, the two-year hiatus of Soulscape Weekend. So, yeah, it's a part of Soulscape Weekend. Shout out to the Soulscape folks, Mahogany Music. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, one of the legendary parties around the movement ecosystem that's going to be happening this weekend. Monica Blair, the one and only. It's been an absolute treat to have you on the show and to talk about your new record, How to Dress Well in the Dark.
It was my pleasure, Ryan.
And it's Absolutely. Radio premiere.
It's radio. This is the radio premiere of this music. So thank you, Ryan. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for making a great record. I just added all of those songs to the updating live playlist over at WDET.org/culture shift. If people want to support Monica's music, go see her on Sunday at the Magic Stick as part of the Adult Prom, Soulscape, all that good stuff. Monica, thank you.
My pleasure.